Well, we're taking a bit of a different tact now. I'm going to ask a question. Now, this is not a personal one, sort of. But do you sleep alone? Do you sleep with a partner? Or maybe you sleep with a teddy bear? A recent UK company surveyed 2,000 adults and found that one-third of people, that's one-third, sleep with soft toys. Now, researchers believe that stress levels are lowered when you cuddle up to your favourite teddy bear. Now, sleep expert Deb Herdman joins me now. Hi, Deb.
Oh, hello, Michaela. Thanks for having me on to talk about my favourite topic.
Oh, you're very welcome. So sleeping with a teddy can save your sleep, or is it just for kids?
It absolutely can make you sleep much better. 70% of kids actually sleep with an attachment object, and it helps them, of course, feel soothed and calm and safe. And, you know, we know that children have strong emotional attachments, and it can alleviate their stress when their parents separate them, you know, when they're in their own room. It really becomes their favourite cuddle buddy. But also, it can do exactly the same thing for adults, which is fantastic news, especially if you like to sleep with a silent partner, or you don't have a partner and you need someone to cuddle up with.
Do you know, my sister gave me a teddy bear once, and she says the beauty of the teddy was that he didn't snore and he kept his hands to himself.
that's so true. You know, Michaela, as a sleep specialist, we actually have our own teddy, and it forms an integral part of sleep support for helping children feel less stressed at bedtime. There's this interactional process that helps kids feel positive and happy about going to sleep, and that's how all adults should feel about going to sleep as well. Losing all the anxiety around sleep, because when you don't sleep, you always feel anxious about, am I going to fall asleep? How long is it going to take? Am I going to have a bad sleep? You know, losing all of that anxiety is something that we all should strive for to help us sleep better.
Are you still stressed when you sleep?
No, not if you learn how to calm down before you go to sleep and you've got the right tools with you. You should sleep without stress. Mm. It's the stress part that destroys your sleep pattern. So that's what wakes you up and gives you all that anxiety around sleep.
What about people who dream a lot and then they wake up from a dream which has been upsetting for them? I guess that's a bit of anxiety that has happened while you've been asleep.
Yeah, look, you know, some adults do find that bad dreams can wake them up, and it's just a matter of, you know, being able to recognise that it is a dream and that it's not going to harm you, and what tools do you use to help you then get back to sleep feeling calmer and relaxed. And certainly a soft toy is something that can help you elicit all those feel-good hormones, dopamine and oxytocin, the love hormone, those things that help you calm down, and they're proven to help you calm down so that you sleep sounder.
So the teddy bear is can be an alternative choice or a better choice to sleep with rather than another human or a dog, perhaps?
Well, it certainly can be quieter, that's for sure, and you don't have to bath it.
Now, I'm going to tell our listeners a little fun fact about you. You've talked about on your website that your ex was a snorer and it drove you crazy. Now, what happened one night when you'd had enough?
Well, you know, I've been a nurse for many, many years, so I know all about good health and good sleep. And one night I just had enough. I couldn't take it any longer, so I picked up my pillow and, sorry to say, I put it over his face.
just to dull the noise, I'm sure.
Yes. And then I thought, and then actually he made this big loud snore and woke up and said, what are you doing? Nothing, dear.
Is this why he's now your ex?
Possibly.
It is hard, but with snoring, though, we have to be forgiving because there could be underlying reasons for that.
Yeah, absolutely. There could be sleep apnea or other obstructive airway diseases that really do need to be seen by a general practitioner. And, you know, you need to be able to recognise that it's nothing physical, that it is actually an emotional thing that's causing you not to sleep.
Mm. And it is quite common too, isn't it, people snoring?
Oh, very common indeed, especially for adults. And if you're overweight, and you know, actually having alcohol that some people will take to help them fall asleep, that can make you snore as well. And in fact, alcohol is one of the things that is definitely not good to help you sleep because it causes you to have broken sleep. So usually you wake up in the second part of the sleep phase, which is when you should be sleeping nice and deeply and soundly, and also makes you pee more.
Well, there's that, you know, too, and that does wake you up.
Yeah.
So Deb Herdman, what's your remedy for a good sleep?
My remedy for a good sleep is definitely a routine. You need to have a good sleep environment, so good sleep hygiene, nice bed, comfy room, right temperature, 17 to 21 degrees is ideal. Go to bed at the same time, wake up at the same time, and get yourself into a pattern of sleeping well. Avoid pills, avoid alcohol. Do those things. One of the biggest things for me in the work that I do is using music, and certainly my little people that are my clients all sleep with music. It's and of course their TEDs certainly helps them to alleviate all the stress around sleep. And you know, one of the things that happens when you don't sleep is you fall into sleep debt, which means that it's harder to fall asleep, takes longer to fall asleep, and you have broken sleep. And that's just becomes a new cycle of normal.
Well, fingers crossed for people in Perth tonight, Deb, because the minimum is going to be 26.
Oh, that's a bit warm, isn't it? Well, yes, air conditioner's on, I think, tonight.
Could be. Then I find I need a blanket with the air conditioners, but that's just me. Deb, it's been fun. Thank you very much for talking to us today. It's a real insight to cuddling with those teddies and knowing that they can actually help you sleep. So thank you.
Absolutely.
And Happy New Year to you.
Oh, thank you, Michaela. Same to you.
Deb Herdman is a sleep expert. We might get Deb back on sometime to actually take your calls and have a bit of a discussion about what people are doing to help them sleep, or their history in not being able to sleep and how they've investigated it. It can be quite a serious problem. This is 8:82 6PR.